Good morning. Welcome to our worship here at St. John's Christian Church this morning. May our congregational time of worship be a wonderful blessing to you as we praise Almighty God and lift up the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Please look over the bulletin after the service for any of those announcements that are in there. I would just share that the 10 folks who shared this past week's mission trip with the LaPorte County Habitat for Humanity enjoyed a good week of work and fellowship. Work always comes first, but there was pretty good fellowship as well. Group installed windows in the exterior doors. They installed all the softened fascia around the house, built a storage shed, built some interior walls, and did a few other minor tasks. So it's always a blessing to work with Habitat and learn even more about one another. And maybe some stuff will come up during the children's message. May the Holy Spirit bless you with joy and peace as we prepare for our time of worship, centering our thoughts on the Lord as we listen to our morning prelude.
Good morning, everyone. Let us, first of all, our litany of scripture is found in Psalm chapter 103, reading from verses 1 through 6. And let us share in the reading of those verses. I will lead and then you will follow along where it says people. So praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases?
He who redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with love and compassion.
Who satisfies our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. All right, now at this time, let's all stand if we are able, and let's sing our hymns of praise. Our first hymn of praise is He's Able. It is found on page 5 of your bulletin. Our next hymn of praise is found on page 6. It is Be Still and Know. And finally, our third hymn of praise, which is actually a prayer, so I ask you to pray while you are singing. And our song, our prayer is Healer of Our Every Ill, and that's found on page 7. So let's sing He's Able.
Every brother, spirit of all kindness.
I invite children who are awake to come forward for the children's message. We're going to sit over here on this side. Have a seat. Ryan, over here. Over here, buddy. Do you like to play games? Do you? Have you ever played any of these games? Either one of these? You played Uno? Okay. Before I talk about these games, for the mission trip last week, we stayed at Airbnb homes, and because of the nature of the size of the group, a little bit larger at the beginning of the week and got smaller at the end of the week, we had two different homes. I thought the first home was fantastic. I didn't know anything was missing until we moved on Wednesday and got to the second home on Wednesday evening, and I found out what was missing. Because Joshua, that guy back there, Joshua, he had looked through the first house and did not find any games to play. But the second house had games to play. Now, it didn't have these, but he was going to take it very easy on Kelly Ducey, Jim Greaser, and Eric Christman. And so he came with a deck of cards, and he said, "Are we going to play some games?" And the three of us kind of looked at each other, and I think we just decided to humor Joshua. And we played one card game, and Jim Greaser says he's never played it before, but he won five or six hands in a row. And that game had rules. And then Joshua was just setting us up for the second game. It's called Mao. That's all we knew. There are rules to the game, but we were not allowed to know the rules. Have you ever played a game without knowing the rules? It's not a lot of fun. It's very humbling. It's very confusing. And I'll come back to that in a minute because I think I have finally made a faith connection to that game. So we have Spot It. This is a little game that has circular cards that you pass out. I got this a long time ago for my 8-year-old niece. And we played it, and there's a couple of rules, and every card has a series of pictures on it. In between the two cards that you play face up, you have to find the common picture. There's rules, but they're very simple, okay? Uno's a great game, but you can't just play Uno. You've got to play Uno Flip. And there's rules in here, but if you can't remember the rules, at least you can follow on the card. It reminds you what the rules are, okay? So you play games. I'm not really a game person, but we had these at home. You okay? Okay. And you got to play by the rules. Now, have you ever played a game with somebody that doesn't play by the rules? Ooh, that's not fun, is it? Have you ever played a game where you tried to bend the rules so you would win? It happens. Well, we're talking about games because they have rules. In our story from Mark chapter 1 and Mark chapter 2 this morning, Jesus was teaching the people, and the people were amazed at his teaching because Jesus taught as one who had authority differently than the teachers of the law. Jesus had authority. Now, whoever made these games came up with their own rules. And they got to make their own rules because they created the games. Jesus taught as authority as if he was the one that made the rules that we're supposed to live by. And you know why he sounded like he had made those rules? Because he did. Jesus, as God's Son, is God. And not only did he create the world, he's teaching us how to live, and he gives us rules. And if we can obey those rules, we can enjoy life so much better. So the rules of the faith, they're contained in that rule book called the Bible. And so we have to continue to read that Bible so that we know how to love God and love one another, because Jesus has authority and he teaches us the rules to live by. So the next time you play a game, make sure you obey the rules, but also obey those rules of Jesus in life. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the blessing of these children. We pray that they would continue to grow in knowledge through the Bible from their families and from the church, that they would be able to just enjoy life led by Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for coming up. I didn't forget, Joshua. So Mao, anybody ever play Mao? I've heard that Scott Reeb really loves that game. There's no rules to the game. There's rules to the game, but you're not told the rules. You can't read the rules. So if you're playing, in our instance, three of us had no clue, and Joshua knew the rules, and we had to pay attention to him to know what the rule really was. So if you laid down a 7, Joshua would stare at you and say, but we wouldn't know what the rule. So when he laid down a 7, he would say, have a good day.
Have a nice
day. See? Have a nice day. And after you do that a period of time, you find out what 7s mean. Queens skip. Aces change direction. But you had, and if you didn't do it right, because, you're not allowed to talk during the game. If you talk, you get an extra card. You failed. It's a failure. If whatever card you had to lay down, you had to knock and hit the table afterwards. If you didn't knock, you got a failure. And he took it easy on these three old men.
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's because you're his dad. He was paying you back. He knew that I was going to be in charge of work the next day. But you had to follow what he was teaching you. And he was doing it somewhat humorous. And we were having a ball. But every time you laughed, it was a failure. But you know what? Now, somehow I've got to play that a game again with my children. And figure it out. But I didn't share this at 8 o'clock where you were supposed to be there because I was going to share all this. In some sense, you are playing the role of Jesus. Jesus knows all the roles, all the rules. Now, we know some of the rules. Maybe we know them all, but we don't always follow them. And Jesus is always nudging us. He's always looking at us, encouraging us to play by the rules. I wish I would have thought of that Wednesday night. But if you ever get a chance to play Mao, I guarantee you, you will have fun. So we got to have another game night when you're home from college so you can teach. Wow. Did you play any games on Thursday night?
No. Oh.
I left Thursday. I left Thursday night and I couldn't play. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, share Dan Martinez, quote, blew out his knee. We've been praying for his son, Jan and Dan's son, Braden. Well, Dan did the same thing getting back on a lawnmower, but he only did one knee. But he is a little bit older, so we can be praying for Dan. Ralph and Bonnie Greaser celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary over the weekend, and there was a surprise party for family and friends. And then I would share, I left Wednesday evening on the mission trip because I have two friends outside of this congregation. Their names are Don and Larry. And Don and Larry have been on many of our Tijuana and Back Bay mission trips, and so several people of the congregation know who they are. And Don's wife, Lynn, I'll share more about that later. So Don married Lynn and Eric married Lynn, two different Lynns. Lynn has struggled with cancer for the last 6 years. She is in had been in treatment and all kinds of issues and complications, and she ultimately died last Sunday afternoon. So her funeral was on Friday. Don and Larry are lifelong friends, grew up in yoked churches and shared youth groups together. Larry's father, who was 92, died on Monday. So his funeral, the father's funeral, was yesterday. So we went down to the Tiffin area, and we were there for a funeral on Friday, and then the funeral on Saturday. So I would just ask your prayers for my friends Don and Larry. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, may it be in all aspects of our lives that we worship you, to worship you, Lord. For you are indeed our Creator and our Redeemer and our Sustainer. As our Creator, Lord, you have created each one of us. You have created us unique, with special and different looks, with special and different personalities and characters, with different gifts and talents. You have created us, Lord, and you have created us for your glory. And because of our sinfulness and the sinfulness of the world, you send us your Son, Jesus, who is our Redeemer, who hung on the cross bearing all of our sin, that we would have the opportunity to turn to Jesus and confess our sin and seek forgiveness and be redeemed, to be forgiven. And as Jesus ascended up into heaven, he promised the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter and the Counselor, our guide. And so in these days, we have the presence of the Spirit to sustain us in all aspects of our lives. So we're here to worship you. And what a blessing it is to worship as people of God, to gather in the unity of congregational worship, singing and praying together, proclaiming our devotion to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your authority. We thank you for your awesome creativity. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. For no matter how many times we give in to temptation, no matter how many times we've turned away, when recognition dawns and we remember, quote, the rules of Scripture, and we turn, we repent, and we turn back to you, there you are, because you've never forsaken us. So we thank you and we praise you in this hour. Lord, we pray for that pastor that's talked about on the back of the bulletin, the prayer concerns, that's going through a difficult time. We pray for your presence and for your healing and for your peace. We pray for Braden, and now we pray for Dan, his father, as they both recover from surgeries. Lord, we pray that you would give them healing, and pray for Jan and the rest of the family as they tend to Dan and to Braden. We celebrate with Ralph and Bonnie on the 25 years of their marriage. We thank you for their love for you and their love for one another. And Lord, I thank you for giving me friends of Don and Larry, and how we have walked a life together. And Lord, I just pray that they would continue to know your peace and your strength. Give them that sense of wonder in their hearts as they remember both their spouse and their husband. Lord, we thank you for Jesus, who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."